Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Holy shit, what just happened? Today's episode, episode 360 of this year, marking Friday, the 25th of December of the year 2020. Today in history, everyone felt slightly ill just a minute ago, and I'm not 100% sure what happened. I was just having a nice conversation with my friend, the glitch in the space-time continuum, and now I am here, and I feel like I should be here, and also desperately like I shouldn't be here. Your guests today on the podcast, it's been 4 days since we last saw them, and we're having them back to discuss the events that occurred last week with the birth of the unholy dragon child of Piers Morgan, your favourite flapjack lumberjack, Alison Spittle.
I don't feel so good.
I think everyone's feeling a little disrupted here right now. Sinister billionaire, Josh Gondelman, self-made man. How are your arms? How are all your arms?
Oh my gosh. I lost several when my volcanic lair erupted, which I thought was impossible, or at least, unlikely to happen to me. And it did happen, and I don't care for it. I'm down to two arms, like just some regular schlub, and I'm freaking out.
And time scientist and hands-on historian Matt Kirshen, welcome back to the show.
Hello. I should probably explain myself right now and my parents. You guys, I believe, are 4 days ahead of where you were when you last spoke to these people. But I am, in fact, 4.5 days ahead where this is now the fashion.
Well, coming up today, we'll be talking about the events of 4 days ago. But first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. Well, in the news today, there is no other news. I'm sorry, it would be headline time right now, but there is no other news than what's been going on in the world. The octopus people of New Zealand have returned to their underground lair. Everything is in chaos. The Wiggles government in Italy has taken up arms against Silvio Berlusconi. There is fighting in the streets, socially distanced fighting because of their recent coronavirus resurgence. So it's just a lot of people with pikes, bows and arrows, and masks on. It's chaos here. Alison Spittle, what's happening in your leg of the woods, as it were, the flapjack woods?
Well, I've no spatial awareness. Something has happened to my eye. It's quite large. The time has really ruined my oats. My oats were toasted before off the embers of Ireland, and now they've gone soggy, and I don't understand what's after happening to me or my oats. And if anyone can help me with that, there's something falling off my head right there.
Times are not good.
It feels like something's falling off all of our heads right now. My jacuzzi is blown off the back of my space station, so it's now just open to empty air, being fragilely held together by a force field, which is wavering every minute. Every time I have to update my Wi-Fi, the force field goes off and I just have to grip onto the walls and go horizontal. No offense, Matt. I'm not sure if it's offensive. Josh, how are things where you are? What's developed in the last 4 days?
Things are not going well over here. It's a rough scene. My labor force of historical leaders and icons have turned the rest of my employees against me. Despite their lack of technical savvy, they still have that raw historic charisma, and they're using it against me, their leader. They've formed a union and expelled me from my own volcanic lair, which they're now running as a co-op, forcing me to seek shelter elsewhere. There's volcanoes all around erupting. I do not like this. I feel like this is very unfair, and I'm seeking injunctions.
But surely you're interested in disruption and, you know, changing up the natural hierarchies of corporate business structure, are you not?
Not like this. I think a disruption within reason, that's good. But when they disrupt me, no thank you. I'm the disruptor. They're the disruptees. And that's how it should stay.
Matt Kirshen, what's happened in the last 4 days? I guess that's less of a relevant question for you because any time may have passed. In fact, you look significantly younger at this angle. What's happened in the last 4 days where you are?
I appreciate that your intention there, but I should point out that for someone like me, looking younger or older is, well, you basically just used the Y word with me, and I don't appreciate that. Look, a lot has happened politically since we last spoke. As you remember, the Kraken had been released by Sidney Powell and the Trump legal defense team. The Kraken has now made his way to land, where he's made a beeline to the various water parks dotted around this fine country. The abandoned water parks, interpreting their various strange shapes as alternately a source of foes or mates or just a good place to get hot dogs and burgers and maybe a refreshing drink, which, you know, honestly, you know some of those parks let you have a Slurpee as the drink with a meal deal, which is like a $2 value, so that's pretty impressive. Meanwhile, the Water Park Association of America have mounted a legal challenge to the Trump legal defense team on account of the damage done to their slides, flumes, and tubes by Turn's angry and horny Kraken. And this is a big issue for them. As you know, water parks have some of the strongest legal representation in the entire United States, and by extension the world, because when your entire raison d'etre is sending children down uneven and sometimes razor-sharp slabs of plastic into a concrete-lined repository of barely diluted turds, you need some pretty effective attorneys.
I mean, yes, you absolutely do. I mean, news in America right now is...
Alice?
Yes?
Just to update you, I think I've discovered porridge. I think the sloppy oats that I've found, it's a porridge. I'm going to be rich beyond my wildest dreams. I'm just delighted. I'm going to be joining Josh in the upper echelons of society.
You've just disrupted oats, and I respect it. My hat is off to you. My arms
Thank
are
you.
Off to you.
Well, news out of America, breaking news out of America, Dwayne The Rock Johnson has been elected as the war leader for the United States of America. Of course, Bob the Sentient Trash Island with Dwayne The Rock Johnson as his vice president was legitimately elected earlier this year, but has made a statement that in these troubled times, the lead will be taken by Dwayne The Rock Johnson when it comes to, for example, running away from fireballs, rescuing small children, getting out onto a helicopter. All of those things are things that Bob the Sentient Trash Island finds difficult. And I applaud him for being, or her or it, for being conscious enough of its limitations, really, in terms of these troubled times. I think what we need now, particularly when there are dragons flying around, sleepers awakening, cracks opening in the earth, you know, a lot of howling voices swirling through the air, a lot of bodies awakening and coming back to haunt their loved ones. In these troubled times, what you really need is the strong arms of Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I feel he is a uniting force, not just for America, but also for the world, at least that those parts of the world that still have enough technology to be aware of America anymore. Also, in the Viking states, in the United Viking states, people have just reverted to type. They're building longboats. They're heading out to spread the three R's, reading, writing, rape and pillage, as usual. So, you're allowed to laugh. So it's back to the Futhark ages there. Anything else happening in the world that you are aware of, chaps?
What I'm doing over here is I'm trying to become less aware of the world. Thanks to my infusion of dragon DNA, I'm immune to extreme heat. So what I'm planning to do is to allow myself to be covered over in magma and encased in a hard shell of igneous rock as it cools. And underneath that rock, I will build muscle mass by flexing in kind of a resistance band fashion against my rocky prison. And when I'm strong enough, I will shatter it, leaving my prison, reclaiming my lair and my company, which I've built through force of will and ingenuity and extensive government subsidies and exploitation of tax loopholes. And it is rightfully mine.
And some inherited wealth, of course.
Some considerable inherited wealth.
I mean, that goes without saying, unfortunately.
Yeah, of course.
Not to, you know, cast any problems or aspersions on that plan, but Josh, are you at all worried that by the time you have broken free of that lair, your muscle mass is no longer impressive to a society that has moved on from worshipping beef cakiness?
Well, I think one thing that is going to keep me in this game is America's love of Vice President and Warlord Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and I think my resemblance to him is going to, which I feel like I've been cultivating for a long time in a Bezos-like fashion, just getting kind of slowly strong, waiting for the time where that comes into play and I can actually use my physical might against others. So I think that the affection for Dwayne The Rock Johnson will kind of Trojan horse me back into the public eye, just through a similar massive physique.
Also, Matt, like we shouldn't doubt the fact that Josh will become incredibly exfoliated with all that magma and rock. Mm-hmm. He will be soft and hard at the same time.
That's true.
It'll be beautiful. Beautiful.
That's true. You are basically surrounded in pumice.
I am, yes. And that is part of the goal. I'm going to come out practically glowing, skin glowing. People are going to say, did you buy the Fenty beauty products for men? No. Encased in pumice for roughly a decade while I built my muscles until I could shatter it. Incredible for the skin.
You'll have a look that people spend hundreds on and you would have spent a mere billions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. It's called efficiency and I deserve it.
In other headlines that we don't have time for, a last post sexiness special with three things that are sexy and why. Thing number one, winking is sexy. Do you want to know why?
Why?
Because you lose your depth perception and it implies trust because you're never sure how far away that person is from you. touching is sexy. Touching is sexy. Physical touch is sexy because it proves you're not imaginary. And that is an important thing. We've all learned that lesson once or twice. And thirdly, the sultry half-lidded gaze is sexy. You see it on magazine covers. The sultry half-lidded gaze is sexy because it implies that you might fall asleep at any minute. So you are a scarce resource. That's not a sexual assault joke. It's an economics joke.
Yeah, it's like your eyes are wearing little baseball caps, you know, and they're just trying to keep out the sun.
Like Bradley Cooper in public trying not to be recognized. Who is that? Ooh, over his eye. It's a baseball cap.
It looks like half of Bradley Cooper's head.
But it couldn't be. Where would the other half have gone?
He has hair.
That's like the new half a glass of water. Half a Bradley Cooper. You know, you can do so much with him.
He's a tall glass of water. Hello.
Yeah.
And Matt Kirshen, what do you find sexy?
What don't I find sexy? Anything that isn't tits. Sorry, I should have explained that the one thing that has survived throughout all ages is misogyny.
Well, heartbreaking though, that's never going to go away. Alison Spittle, what do you find sexy?
Well, apart from hand sanitizer, back hair would be a big thing. For me, just because it's just extra hair. It's like a Ribena 15% extra free. This is a very niche reference, but like it's a very niche reference generally. This is my Google history where it says back hair and Ribena, which are my two most favorite desired things in the world.
Vitamin C and vitamin D.
I wish I made something up, but that's it. That's a genuine desire, both in this world and the other world. So,
Josh Gondelman, I fear to ask what you find sexy.
Innovation.
For this special sex section of The Last Post.
Innovation. That's what does it for me. Just anything new. It doesn't matter if it's good, if it's new. You know?
I mean,
step on one of my ears. That'll turn me on. Because nobody's done that before. Just whisper into my butt. Who knows? That'll do it. It's innovative. That's what I like to see.
Oh, you're like a giant seashell. Like, you whisper into your butt and it echoes out your mouth at a slightly louder. It's beautiful.
I'm like a seashell. If you put your ear up to my butt, you do hear the ocean. That's a series of medical modifications I've made.
It's why Josh can't go near any hermit crabs in case they adopt him as their new home.
There were so many living in me in the early aughts that I had to be put into a medically induced coma and crab drained, which is a procedure they invented just for me.
Yeah, when you say you have crabs, you mean it.
they're visible. They're ornery.
And they're pinchy.
And that's all the time we have for the headlines of stories we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. Your ad section now, because what do we want? We're going to tell you. When do you want it? Slightly before you can afford to buy it. And this episode of the podcast is brought to you by rats, the pigeons of the earth. That was a toss-up, because the rat lobby was bidding against the pigeon lobby. The pigeons wanted us to say this episode of the podcast is brought to you by pigeons, because statues aren't going to shit themselves.
I'm going to say this. Both lobbies you don't want to be in.
Well, I threw my hat in with the rats, of course, because they are highly evolved and now a significant proportion of the voting population of New York. And the pigeons are still real dumb. Real dumb.
People think that Scabby, the union enforcing rat, is inflatable. Not true. Full to the brim of living rats. The rat lobby is powerful.
It is a powerful lobby. It's evolved so quickly. It's become so powerful. I particularly enjoyed their brief prohibition period with a lot of underground rat bars and, you know, little rat machine guns. But that's just, you know, I'm always fond of that era of history.
Those little machine guns went rat-a-tat-tat. Sorry. I'm a bit overexcited now.
Yum, they told me, yum, 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 yum. A newborn drink to see, yum, 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 yum. Our finest gifts we bring, yum, 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 yum. Yum, 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 yum. Half a glass of water. Yum. And a new novel is out by self-published romance author and online bestseller Dancy Lagarde.
Yay!
The Mannerly Match is the 15th in Lagarde's time-traveling romance series with a supernatural twist. Set in the Regency period of England, The Mannerly Match will set light to your loins with its sexy sex scenes and romantic sex scenes.
My favourite two kinds.
Grace is the lord of manners and of a manor. An impeccably polite duke with a dark past, he's the catch of the marriage mart, but is ever elusive against the scheming mamas of the haute ton, who fling their frippery daughters at his slippery head in the worst game of dodgeball ever.
Innovative. I like it.
Innovation, yeah.
You can only politely replace a loose bosom in its corset so many times before you're caught in the web of matrimony, and Grace decides at last to wed. But whom? He retreats to his country manor to decide, but when he's held up by a ruffianly band of highwaymen, he can't help but be intrigued by the lady highwayman who roughs him up. Her strong yet uncalloused hands bespeak a life among the aristocracy, but she's got a filthy, filthy mouth, and Grace thrills to her masterful mystery. Agnes is a woman out of time. She was a graphic designer living in Kent until she began to research her family history, and upon reading an illustrated almanac, was flung into history by a glitch in the space-time continuum.
Ooh, a cameo.
Falling in with a band of ruffians, she's making her way by highway mannery, forever seeking the man whose sexy face she saw in her history book and also his bottom. When she holds him up on the road, she realizes that he is the man who is fated to be her eternal love and also her great-great-grandfather.
This sounds like it's based on Matt's exploits.
After a soothing hand job on horseback, he's intrigued by her soft hands and her dirty mouth. She longs to become her own great-great-grandmother. But can they? Or will their love tear time and space apart? Find out when they have sex. in the Manly Match, available now in all discount bookstores and train station waiting rooms.
And thanks, Josh. You're not wrong, although I actually prefer a soft mouth and dirty hands.
Oh, dear.
What's a hand job if you can't tell they put some elbow grease into it?
I want the full potting shed experience.
And this episode of the podcast is brought to you by bad breakups. Don't cry because it's over. Cry because it's left crippling emotional wounds that'll never heal.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And that's your ad section for today.
The Last Post.
Now it's time to get back to our top story. Again, the top story that we are all aware of, that we are all conscious of. The world is possibly ending. Are we holding it together? Is it going forward? What's going on? Matt Kirshen, you can see the future. Josh Gondelman, I assume you have time-breaking technology. Mm-hmm. Alison Spittle, Oates are timeless.
Yes.
What's about to happen?
Well, I don't care. I'm rich beyond my wildest dreams now. I'm going to trade in this porridge and just live the good life for 5 days. And we'll see how we get on.
I should point out that I can't actually tell you what will happen in the future because it'll tear apart the fabric of time and destroy everything we know. I should also say, in the interest of fair disclosure, that that is actually a lie that I tell people because I just can't be bothered to share stuff.
Well, that is a relief to hear because I was about to file a lawsuit against you because I have been spending the last 5 years developing a tearing the fabric of space and time machine apart. Just, you know, just tinkering with it in my garage, kind of like a young Bill Gates.
And in breaking news, Melania Trump has fully taken over the Mars prison colony after recruiting the sentient pigs, the Elon Musk microchipped cyber pigs, which swiftly dominated the battle-strewn battleground that is the Mars prison colony due to their networked capability and compromise ability to work together. Melania Trump apparently somehow lured the sentient pigs onto her behalf, possibly, some are speculating, by either feeding them the Calvin Klein models or by allowing the Calvin Klein models to serve them. Nobody knows. Of course, we don't have any footage out of the Mars prison colony, just increasingly desperate telegrams and text messages. So we are yet to wait to see what is going to come out of the Red Planet. Josh Gondelman, you have a stake in the for-profit prison colony on Mars. I assume that that flow of money has ceased. What's happening?
Well, you've got to hand it to Melania Trump. She has a way with pigs. I think this revenue stream has dried up, of course. But what I am interested in now is a co-branding opportunity with the sentient network pigs of Mars. The American football season is hitting its playoffs. And I think, pig skin, Mars, competition to survive. I think this can be, I'm kind of working on a synergistic branding enterprise right now that I'm really excited about.
I mean, that does sound exciting. I'm here in my space station orbiting the increasingly troubled Earth, watching things going down, watching various countries go dark or light up, respectively, depending on whether they're on fire or running out of electricity. Alison Spittle, how are things going where you are?
Well, it's still ashen and gone. Oliver Cromwell is still dead, so the country is still okay. But Ireland will survive from the embers. There are some green shoots coming up, and Bono has come back to save Ireland. He's doing a campaign on behalf of Ireland, and he's going to save us. He is our Messiah now, and we're delighted to have him back. Still won't pay taxes here, but, you know, it's fine.
And Matt Kirshen, what are the Russians up to?
Firstly, hasn't Bono given the country enough to not have to...
pay taxes?
Yeah. Surely a few songs a year is tax enough.
We should be paying Bono.
That keeps schools going.
I mean, I think the thing is, Josh Gondelman, we are paying Bono, but he's not paying it back into the nation. That is...
Look, I think we have to nationalize Bono and then kind of refuse to fund Bono. And then a few years down the line, I will swoop in and privatize Bono.
Matt Kirshen, what is happening in Russia right now?
So Russia has long been attempting to reform the Soviet Union, the USSR, the coalition of countries under a communist ruler. They've now realized that that is an impossibility. It will not happen. And so instead, they're attempting to persuade everyone across the world to wear those big furry hats and therefore achieve dominance through headwear.
Well, that's all the time we have for your top story today, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor now. And remember, you can send a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. This one comes in from Aaron, saying, "Dear Ms. Fraser, I am writing to congratulate you on your professionalism, intestinal fortitude, and strength of character. I don't know how you manage to do it, and I have to ask, how do you remain so calm when you're interacting with the raw, animalistic, sexual powerhouse that is Andy Zaltzman? Every time he is on your show, I expect to hear you finally succumb to your innate humanity, devolve into a quivering mass of capitulation, and fall at the feet of such a stallion-like, charismatic beefsteak of a man. I'm in every other way a straight cisgender male, but even I feel a shivering in my nether regions whenever the throbbing dulcet tones of his hunky yet silky voice emanate from deep within his vocal cords, smash through the ether on wings of testosterone, and finally splash upon the innards of my eardrums. How do you do it? Regards, Aaron Laid." So, Aaron, does anyone want to address Aaron's letter before we get into it?
Yeah, I would urge Aaron to double check that the shivering that he's feeling in his nether regions are because of those feelings towards Andy Zaltzman and aren't just because someone is walking over his nether region's grave.
Mm. Honestly, I love he's innovating hunky and silky, which is a kind of new texture called hulky or sulky. And I think that they could really do a lot with that. I think it could, you know, it feels like kind of an audio cottage cheese. And I feel like there's going to be a lot of demand. You should really hold on to that, Aaron.
This one comes in from Andrew, saying, "Hi, Alice, and carefully selected co-host." Not quite so carefully selected this week, you three. "This is your editor. I am not annoyed you read out letters to the editor, but I am annoyed that most edits are not accepted. Most people do not like being called stupid, suggesting otherwise puts off listeners. Yours, the editor." Okay. You are not the editor, and you are stupid to try to pretend to be the editor. Our editor, as we say in every episode, is the magnificent Ped Hunter, the hench thug, the iron fist inside the velvet glove that is Christopher D. Skinner, our producer. So coming into my space station and pretending that you are somebody who is involved in the production of the show is not only stupid, it is reckless, and you'll be hearing from my lawyers. I will... organize some lawyers soon. Josh, have you got anything to say to this? This pretender, this quizzling, this sneaky, nasty person in a hat? I assume they're wearing a hat.
Definitely a hat. They're a real Bradley Cooper. a real Russian hatman. This is what I have to say to them. I don't like what you're doing. When Instagram introduced stories and Twitter introduced fleets, did I like that? No. It was copying. It was a pretending to the throne. Did I respect it as innovation? Yeah, I did. Because sometimes innovation is doing a thing that's already being done, but now it's being done by you. So I begrudgingly tip my hat to this writer, this fake editor.
I mean, they say dress for the job you want, I guess. And the job this guy wants is as a liar.
Just take the job you want. Email as if you already have the job you want. That's what I say.
Alison Spittle, Matt Kirshen, have you got anything to say to this pretender?
I think it should be illegal to impersonate an editor. It's quite dangerous what they're doing. You know, maybe this person is actually a stripper and this is like a run up. You're getting a letter now, and then the next letter you get where it's pretending it's from the editor, it's just a dick pic. Maybe this is the new socially distant stripping thing.
Mm-hmm. Alison Spittle, what is a stripper but an intense editor of clothes?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Not this. Absolutely. Not this.
They do have such flair as well, don't they?
They just redline parts of themselves.
Yeah. This is gone. This is gone. They call themselves being naked as a second draft. It's all.
Matt Cushion, anything to say?
I just want to add that I was moved, very moved by Josh's impassioned statement a few seconds ago, and I think I might try and take his entire vibe.
Mm-hmm. I respect it, and I think you're right to do so.
Well, I hear there's an empty Thunderdome going waiting, so if you guys want to throw down there, I promise that I will commentate suspended from the roof like the goat in that famous scene in the movie we all know as Dinosaur Park. That is the end of the show. Thank you for sending in your letters. Remember, you can send a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com, but you have about 6 days left. Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We are here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. A big hello to our listeners in the other dimension with less than a week left until the end of the year. If you haven't shared us with your friends and social media platforms, you're a coward without the courage of your convictions. Buy a f***ing t-shirt. Your guests today on the podcast were the magnificent Josh Gondelman. Josh, have you got anything to plug?
In another dimension, I have a podcast called Make My Day. It's a comedy game show with one contestant per week.
Excellent. Alison Spittle.
In the other dimension, I have two podcasts, one called Wheel of Misfortune with Fern Brady and the other one called The Alison Spittle Show. Go check them out. And I have a coffee account as well in case you're in the other dimension and you think that someone might need money that you don't know that well, nor feel that sorry for, hopefully.
And Dr. Matt Kirshen.
Yes, in all dimensions except for this one, I have a podcast called Probably Science, on which Alice has appeared more than once, so I'd like to plug that. And I'd also like to plug food processors, both the kitchen appliance and those people that you employ to help you make sense of food.
I met a Mandarin translator the other day. I asked her for a free sample, and she said, it's sort of like an orange. The Last Post is an Alice Fraser and the Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E. Or for a one-stop shop of all of my stand-up specials, podcasts, blogs, and occasional tea salons, sign up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His sub-producer, Hens Schlag, edit Sweet Factotum, is the iron fist inside his velvet glove, the inimitable Ped Hunter. As we always say, Good luck to you, Christopher.
Christopher.
And I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.